Klubot. He's got a new podcast. And I'll be honest with you guys, like I really have enjoyed the podcast. He's doing a great job at it. And for a guy who could barely say like four words.
That's the most surprising thing is that Corey Kluber of all people has a podcast.
I saw him smile in it. He is really, really good. And it's if you know, even if you're just a Corey Kluber fan or a Guards fan or whatever, he's a lot of fun to watch. So we got Corey coming up in about 60 minutes, obviously. We do have, in 2 hours' time, Daryl Ryder's going to join us. If you guys haven't read the story, 92.3thefan.com. Daryl has been working on the story about the Brook Park Stadium for 8 years. He's also doing a pretty good job at pushing back at some of the public gaslighting that the career politician Justin Bibb is doing, trying to save face after losing the Cleveland Browns to Brook Park, which I should remind everybody is not Texas or not Baltimore again, but we do have game three.
You also
tonight.
Said Pakistan too.
I did. It's definitely not Pakistan. I've never
say,
been
that's very
there.
Unfair to the people of Brook Park, the fine people in Brook Park.
At this point, you could say moving this Browns team to Pakistan would be unfair to Pakistanis. Yeah, that should not be your introduction to Browns football. But so I gotta say, man, like so much of what we hear from press conferences from baseball. It's just a lot of filler. There's not a lot of personality. But I cannot stop listening to Matthew Boyd. Yeah, Boyd, who's going to start Game Three because today, for the Guardians. Because every time this dude, like before his second start of the ALDS, like broke down talking to Paul Hoynes about what this moment means for him. So today he was asked ahead of this start. Actually, it was yesterday. Kind of talking about preparing for this moment against New York. I got to be honest with you, this guy's getting the blood flowing. It moved.
I don't know how it's going to feel, but I know what I'm going to do. You know, yeah. And it's kind of the way I approach it, right? Like my game is my game. How I feel, whether it's injury, how I feel, whether it's emotions, so much can happen, right? You know what I mean? It's like, it's a slippery slope to say how you feel is going to dictate what you're going to go do. So however I feel, whether it's super excited or, like you said, a lead block in my stomach, I'll be happy for it, and I'll just go out there and go do what, you know, I know I'm going to do when the ball's in my hand.
I got to say, I don't know how I'm going to feel, but I know what I'm going to go do. I could kick down a door with that kind of energy.
So he knows he's going to go at least four innings tonight because they really need something like that.
Okay. We just did an hour and a half of cynical, you know, civic political radio.
Someone's got to be cynical on the show.
No. Stop it. Not with the Guardians, because I cannot hear one more person. I really can't hear one more person say the series is over. I can't. It's not over.
I did not say the series was over. I said he knows what he's going to do. I'm saying I hope that he knows he's going to go at least four innings then, because that's what the Guardians really need tonight, is somebody that can eat up more than just an inning and a third.
I don't need him worrying about that. I don't want this, because I do think it might be getting into the head of Guardian starters.
So if he only goes an inning and a third, does that change how those comments that were getting you excited?
No. You know what changes? You know, changes my comments or my feelings in the comments if they win. That's where we're at. Like it's so funny because we're being playful about this, but the reality is, like, I look at this and I'm like, guys, this one game is going to change the way you feel. Because the second they got in the ninth inning, we knew that game was over. They just weren't. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot. And I, like, my point was, guys, you're down 2-0. It's not a great position to be in. All right. It's tough to have to win four games of the next five games. Teams have done it. Teams will do it in the future. And I know that, like, I'm not trying to be like, why not us? The Guardians are still a good baseball team. And so, like, tonight, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see what this team has. And I'm glad Boyd is on the bump, because whether it's an inning and two-thirds, I'm high-roading you now, whether it's an inning and two-thirds or three innings or four innings, I trust this guy, because I think it means a lot to him to be on the bump tonight. And I don't know if they're going
to
do it.
It didn't mean a lot to Tanner Bibee, though. I'm just kidding.
Why are you doing this to me?
I really am railroading you every step of the way.
Why?
I'm sorry. No, listen. I think I want Matthew Boyd to be like focused, ready to go. Those comments were great. I was arguing with somebody about this earlier. Like, I don't think that the difference between these two teams through the first two games is like so vast as some are making it out to be. Like, we talked about how everybody picked the Yankees to win the series in the beginning. I'm sure everybody thinks that's going to probably be the case now because they're going to sleepwalk through the rest of this thing. But to me, like, yes, they have the better rotation. I'll give them that. Guardians bullpen is better. I think the Yankees bullpen is good. I think the Guardians is better. And like the difference in the lineup is just that they have two of the best home run hitters in the sport back to back, and the Guardians don't. We know home runs matter this time of year. But like, I look back on those two games, and it's not like I'm sitting here like, oh man, like we have no the Guardians have no shot in this series. Like they're completely screwed. Like no, like they had opportunities in those first two games to win, and it was in self-inflicted stuff that has them down 2-0 in my mind. It's the fact that Cantillo came out and couldn't hit the find the batter's box to save his life, like, or the strike zone to save his life. Like, he was all over the place, dirt in the balls, wild pitches. He lets two runs in. In game two, I understand that the Rocchio drop would have maybe scored anyway on a sac fly, but maybe that at-bat goes differently. You never know. And then the Will Brennan can't play the ball and a run comes in, like, after you cut into lead a little bit. Like, it's the self-inflicted stuff. So I understand, yes, the Yankees have like these two big power hitters, and you could throw Stanton in there because he's been playing a lot better lately than he did during the regular season. And it's a daunting task, but like, it's not like they've blown you out of the water where it doesn't seem like you have any life. Like, if you go out and you get Matthew Boyd pitching well tonight and he gives you a good start and you turn it over to that bullpen, of course, like, they need that, and they need timely hitting, and this series gets a completely different complexion to it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think maybe what does hurt about this like series to this point is it has been a lot of the Guardians beating themselves. It's been a lot of undisciplined hacks at the plate. And again, swing big. Like, I think that's the new ethos here, is to try and go for home runs, because home runs do translate to success in the postseason. But you don't have to swing at balls. Like, that's like, yeah, like, swing at good pitches and have some discipline to what you're doing. That's the difference between the wins against Detroit and the losses.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, I think we get lost into, well, hits versus how many runs do you have and all this other garbage. No. Are you 27 outs? How many of those are bad outs? You've had too many bad outs. And listen, Steven Vogt he hasn't overmanaged. He just hasn't chosen the right guys. Like, if you go Avila instead of Cantillo, I think game one looks a lot differently. I think and I'll be honest with you, I just am out on this Will Brennan thing. I just do not get it.
Well, that's why is he out of the lineup today?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't look at the lineup yet because I don't want to see Will Brennan's name in it.
Well, lucky for you, you won't.
But like, I mean, even how they deployed David Fry, and I know David Fry can't play the field right now because he's not 100%, but like, wasting David Fry on one at bat because you didn't have him in the lineup when he's your second best player, third best hitter, in this entire, like,
yeah, that was a bad at bat. Well, it was a heater down the middle, but he swung first pitch, and you're trying to work the count there a little bit more if you're going to be a pinch hitter, and that's your only chance to hit. But yeah,
well, but like, just I don't think the difference between these two teams, like, nothing in the first two games has made me think, oh, the Yankees are unbeatable. And actually, the Yankees fans are saying this themselves.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
like, the Yankees are like, yeah, what is this base running thing? And hey, we got lucky in this exact spot, and they're right. And now, conversely, I can then look and go, they still haven't played their best baseball yet, and you've lost these first two games. But I mean, I continue to come back to, if you play Guardians baseball, you can take this series still. And so it bugs me, and I understand, like, from the fan perspective, I totally get that, hey, you're down 0-2, it feels hopeless. That's how, as fans, that's how we live and die. What kills me is it's changed the energy about talking about this series from, like, the media perspective and at the station. My energy hasn't changed. I expect the Guardians to make this a very competitive series, and I expect them to win tonight.
Well, especially because you have the series flips to being at home. And that's the thing. Like, I know it's going to sound cliche, but, like, all the talk of, oh, they're down 2-0, they have no chance, media pundits saying they're not going to win the series and picking the Yankees, and the Yankees are the better team, all that stuff. Like, I do feel like this fan base does a good job at leaving that outside the gate when they step into that stadium. Like, yeah, the circumstances are what the circumstances are, but we've seen crazier things happen in baseball. I mean, the team they're playing is in the history books as being the only team to ever give up a 3-0 lead in a series in the playoffs. So it's like anything can happen. And I do think, like, even though the energy might feel down about talking about this team, and because they're down 2-0 and there's not a lot of hope necessarily, I think that doesn't necessarily translate to inside that stadium. I think people are going to show up tonight. I know there's all the studies done on, like, how much home field actually matters in the playoffs and baseball in particular, and if it's an advantage. I think it is for the Guardians, and I do think it also allows you, despite being down 2-0, a chance to feel like, I know it's still the same series, but for the players, for the fans, for everybody, it does kind of feel like it's a clean slate. Like, you're coming in, okay, what happened the first two games happened the first two games, but now we got them in our ballpark for three. Let's just treat it like it's a weekend series in June and see what we can do and if we can extend this thing a little bit longer.
Are you confident? I don't even like that verbiage. I'm not trying to attack you personally, because I think we've gotten to we just got to extend it. I'm confident they can still win the series. The Guardians have not played their best ball in this series.
I said extend is like they're. I think that's like what you go into this game thinking. It's like, hey, let's not lose again and make it seem like it's going to be a short series. But no, yeah, I'm confident that the group that they have can win multiple games against this team and potentially still win it. Like, I absolutely think that can happen if they stop with the self-inflicted stuff and they navigate and they get a good start from somebody that's not going to eat up your bullpen, because that's the other thing. And that's the reason I think that's a big key for this for tonight. Yes, the timely hitting is the biggest thing that's plagued them this series aside from the self-inflicted stuff. But the reason you need a good start tonight is because you don't have the luxury of a day off in between this game and game four and game four and game five. You can't exhaust your bullpen tonight and expect that you're going to be able to use those guys later in the series. It's just not going to happen.
Sharon in Sandusky, welcome to the show. What you got for us? Are you still confident that the Guardians are in this series and can win this series?
I am. I definitely am. You know, we've played the Yankees before during the season, and we've won games, so I think that they can do it. They do have a couple good hitters, but so do we. You know, I think game one, if we did, I think a lot of that was jitters. And I think if we hadn't made a couple errors, that game at one point should have been just 2-2, you know. And they haven't blown us out of the water. You know, these games haven't been like 13-0. So we can win, and I think we can win three games at home.
Sharon, we appreciate it. Thank you very much there. Yeah, I mean, listen. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it feels like maybe this was the scene that you had, like the Bronx, that stadium, you know, playoff baseball, prime time over the weekend. Like, maybe that, because it does feel like the lights have been a little bit too bright for this team. And I'm kind of surprised by that, because a lot of these guys were on the 2022 squad, but it does feel like the lights have been a little bit too bright. That shouldn't be the case though, when you're at home, a place you've played dozens of times. You're comfortable. The crowd's on your side. I think that changes with this as well. There should be a comforting feeling for this Guardians team greeting them when they step out on the field here in a little over an hour and a half.
Are you confident the Guardians are still in this series? We'll talk about home cooking and home cooking boost for the Guardians next on 92.3 The Fan.